Prologue. Astral Fabric, 813 AD. Crindia the Strange sat with her knees tucked up to her chin in the dark hold of her uncle's ship en route to Leo V's coronation. Seeking, drift sampling places in time. Her sight did not customarily range more than a handful of years. Up until this moment, her talent was young and had not allowed her to view what she chose. Now, however, a tantalizing glimmer came across, weakened and warped by the long passage of intervening events, a watery surface with flames reflected in each trough, flames that just as quickly guttered out. If she were ever to discover where that image came from, she needed to sharpen her concentration. The ship creaked above her, though light did not intrude. If I can only stay hidden a little longer. The men, under her uncle's command, were recruits from the Outlands, and they resented her presence as a woman and a suspected diviner. By day, she stuck close to her uncle, Michael Celis, as the only family and ally she had. She needed that protection because the accusation that she was a diviner was true. For a woman of 17 years, her education was vast, stocked as it was with the knowledge of Byzantium in the time of Nicephoros, as well as her fragmented secrets of the universe. From her gift, she knew that her land, at the balance point between East and West, was in grave danger. The peace born under Nicephoros between Byzantium and the Germanic Empire had to cleave fast against an impending onslaught from further east. It seemed that peace would be destroyed by a force that tore the veil of time. She also knew that the loss of Byzantium too soon would mean the loss of civilization for generations to come. Despite the scuttling of rats and the battering from the sea, the hold was as isolated as shipboard could offer. But will the darkness be enough protection? To make sure that no one would approach without her knowing, Crindia scattered eggshells in the passage. Returning to her position and taking a slow breath, she opened her third eye as wide as it could go. She sighted along the astral plane, probing for misty and forbidden corridors. Unwanted images demanded her attention there. Flashes of people and places yet to come. Rather than fight them, she allowed these phantoms to cross her sight and pass like insubstantial vapours. As her vision state leapt ever faster over the hours, the vapour poured shapes and shades across her inner eye, like all the clouds that heaven would one day produce in the tens of centuries to come. And, out of the hazy distance, she was rewarded with flames on water, and now she knew it was the synesthetic signature of another who could see as she did. Wade Linwood was a fellow soul of crossed senses, who nominally dwelled millennia hence. Only his mind's eye was larger than any other's. With senses keener than all the animals that ever lived, his shapes had colours, words took physical form, and his feelings had greater consequence than anyone could imagine. His imprint formed a backwards ripple directly toward her. Looking still further, however, she found that time was potentially a pleated fabric between them. At some point, their paths could approximate the very same time and place. The scattered eggshells crackled, making Crindia's blood rush and her vision blur. By virtue of her powers, she was guardian of her people's future and all possible futures. With that magnitude of responsibility, she dare not work entirely on her own. She had to hurry.